I am standing by live with Simone Zickman, CIO at Commerce, and you have had that title and played this role for about a year now, correct?
It's a year today, as a matter of fact.
A year today. Where are the cupcakes? Oh, right over there on that table. Excellent. And so let's talk about your approach to the mission, because before you were at Commerce, you were at NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology.
That's right. And the role of a bureau CIO is relatively different from that of a department-level CIO. At the bureau level, you tend to have more direct control over your resources. At the Commerce headquarters level, it's more an oversight and strategic leadership type of role.
So do you have less hands-on then at Commerce? Is that the...
Definitely. At the headquarters level, you'd think it's a position of power, but it's more a position of responsibility and in some ways less resources. I have a smaller budget and a smaller staff than I did when I was a bureau CIO at Commerce.
Really?
That's true.
So let's talk about a different approach to the mission then. You can't possibly be the only person who's gone through that kind of a transition where you're moving to a higher level position and yet you have not fewer resources but less money and a little less hands-on.
That's true. I think it's a similar type of situation at many of the large departments within the federal government. Many of the agencies are federated, decentralized types of agencies, and that's just the nature of the challenge of being a department-level CIO. I think one of the keys comes down to establishing good relationships with the bureau-level CIOs within the department, and I think we've done that at the Department of Commerce. We have a very good team. And also establishing a very good partnership with the CFO, the Office of the Deputy Secretary, and the senior department-level leadership.
Do you find that those relationships and that intercommunication is critical to how you get your job done and accomplish your mission?
Absolutely. It's the key element is the ability to work together, the ability to partner with other people and work collaboratively to develop plans for the department and strategies.
So how do you do that? You have regular meetings? Do you have to put them on your Outlook calendar? How does that work?
We do. We have a CIO council within the Department of Commerce that has representation from the 12 bureaus that are inside the Department of Commerce, and we meet typically at least once a month, sometimes twice and even three times when necessary.
Now, you've been on Federal News Radio before. You did an interview with Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. It was about a year ago when you took over the role, describing your vision for the next 6 to 9 months. So it's been about a year today, as you say,
yep,
since you took over. Let's talk about some of your priorities.
I would say, I think probably I could say that it's fortunate that my priorities haven't changed. I hope that we're definitely moving farther along in terms of executing on those priorities. The top two priorities that I knew I would have coming into the role were cybersecurity, improving the department's overall cybersecurity posture, which has had some weaknesses over the years, and cost savings, improving the efficiency and effectiveness of the spending of IT at the Department of Commerce.
Okay.
Those were our internal-facing priorities, and then, of course, I think any federal CIO is also focused on supporting the OMB management agenda, which has definitely matured over the past year with the release of OMB's 25-point plan back in December, and there's definitely a lot of emphasis on supporting that agenda within the department.
I want to take some of those point by point, particularly the reducing spending or spending more effectively, particularly considering everything that we've gone through to get this budget passed or at least locked in stone. Did you find that you were able to meet that mission or that you really didn't have any choice but to meet that mission?
I would say the latter. In some ways, nobody wishes to have shrinking budgets, but certainly when you do have that budgetary pressure, it removes the luxury that sometimes agencies have to absorb inefficiencies and to allow those inefficiencies to exist. So there's definitely a lot of focus on reducing costs, consolidation, improving contracting, and we have a very significant strategic sourcing initiative that we're kicking off within the department.
So let's talk about then 2012. I mean, are you going to be okay for that? Or are you now? Do you feel some of the air has been let out of the balloon for 2011?
I would say for 2011, for the most part, we know where we are. 2012 is a little bit more questionable. I think there's a lot of uncertainty that's affecting people across the department. And I should also say that within the department, different bureaus are affected to different degrees with potential budget cuts that are being discussed.
Sure. So everybody's going to have a little bit of a different take on it.
That's right.
So what about data center consolidation? That was one of the goals that you had for that 6 to 9 month window a year ago. How's that coming?
That's coming along very well. A year ago, it was a mandate without a lot of planning having been done at the time. We were in the process of doing inventories and just trying to understand what our assets and facilities look like at the time. Back in August, according to OMB's plan, we published our data center consolidation plan, and we're moving along. We've already closed some data centers, and we're planning on closing, I believe it's 26 or 28 of them in the next 5 years.
Yeah, because you don't know what you can close until you know what you have. Were you surprised at the number that it turned out to be?
I was surprised. Perhaps I shouldn't have been, because the traditional approach to managing IT resources has been for every organization that has needs to go and implement and build facilities to meet those needs. And historically, there just hadn't been a lot of consolidation, because there hadn't been that coordination across different organizations, across different bureaus. And that is definitely happening more. There are organizations that are talking about relocating into one another's facilities so that they can close down data centers or move out of lease facilities.
We are talking with Simone Zickman, the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Commerce, coming to you live from the Management of Change Conference. Let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about some of the internal priorities that you had discussed. One of them was staffing gaps. Now, how hard is it to meet some of those needs, considering the issues that have been going on with the budget?
That has made it very difficult. We have right now a relatively, again, in relative terms compared to the overall size of our staff, a relatively large number of vacancies that we had been carrying on the books just because of budget uncertainty. Mm-hmm. We didn't know how much funding we would have for the remainder of the year, and so we were holding back on some important hiring just to not end up a hole. So we do have some vacancies that we do need to fill, and now that we have a budget for this year, we're starting to move forward, but we're still being cautious because there's that uncertainty for next year.
And let's get to the biggie. You had mentioned it, cybersecurity posture for commerce. Why is that such a challenge for commerce?
I don't want to spend too much time getting into why it's been a challenge in the past, other than it's been a chronic challenge. It's been over a decade that our Inspector General had been finding weaknesses in the area of cybersecurity. I came in a year ago, as I mentioned, and that was one of my mandates, was to start to work on fixing that. I do want to acknowledge that there had been a significant effort already over the past 2 or 3 years working on improving at the department level cybersecurity. Those efforts were primarily distributed across bureaus, and what we did for the first time last year was develop a strategic plan and an implementation plan for a department-wide security program that included department-wide continuous monitoring and security operations. And that type of department enterprise-wide function is going to exist for the first time next year if the budget comes through.
Wow. Okay, so now we got to watch for the budget to see if this happens.
That's right.
That's news. That's awesome. And let me ask you also, shifting gears again, your panel is called Partners for Success Delivering IT Solutions. It's coming up later this morning. Can you give us a sneak preview?
Sure. We'll be talking. It's a relatively open-ended panel, so we have a couple of CIOs, Richard Spires, the CIO for the Department of Homeland Security, and we also have the CIO for the Bureau of Consular Affairs at State Department, and a couple of other people, the ex-CIO of New York and one of the associate commissioners for GSA, who will be talking about change and management of change in the context of IT.
Because there's quite a bit of it. This is one of those deals where you can't really rest. It's constantly evolving.
Yeah, I think the time is really good to have this kind of a conversation because of the focus that OMB has on reforming federal IT. And so there are a whole host of different ways in which this new reform agenda is really requiring organizations to change how they do business, how they manage IT, how they think about staffing, what kind of skill sets you need to support IT. And as I said before, the belt tightening that's going on in the federal government is something that people also need to adjust to.
Aside from the belt tightening, but the constant change of the IT and management and how that would work, do you personally find that as a challenge that's fun to try to meet, or do you find it as a challenge that kind of makes you want to slap your forehead?
No, I'm enjoying it. I thrive on change and challenges and adaptability and agility. It's definitely enjoyable.
Simone Zickman is the CIO at Commerce. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
And we are reporting live from the Management of Change Conference. I'm Amy Morris, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.